Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers is dismissing new opposition leader Angus Taylor's call for a bipartisan effort to reduce government spending, calling it a stunt. Mr. Taylor has written a letter, which the ABC is reporting proposes a bipartisan task force that would be charged with finding savings for the upcoming federal budget. Dr. Chalmers says the idea is a feeble attempt by Mr. Taylor to distance himself from his stint as opposition Treasury spokesman in the last term of Parliament.
He has nothing serious to contribute. He can write all the letters that he likes. It won't make up for his record, which is a policy of higher taxes on workers, bigger deficits and more debt. That's who Angus Taylor is.
The International Monetary Fund is praising the federal government's handling of the economy, but warns the job isn't finished. The IMF says the government has managed the economy well in difficult conditions. But it's also calling for the prioritisation of infrastructure investment, a rise in the GST rate, increased resource taxes, and the lowering of the company tax rate. Police have returned to the remote homestead in South Australia as they continue their renewed search into the disappearance of 4-year-old Gus Lamont. Earlier this month, South Australian police announced they're now treating the case as a major crime and that someone who lived with Gus is now considered a suspect. Detectives are conducting a search for evidence at the property that is expected to last for at least 2 days. Gus Lamont went missing at Oak Park Station homestead in September last year. Federal Education Minister Jason Clare says the needs of the future are the reason for more tertiary education funding today. Data shows the volume of university applications for commencing undergraduate students is up 4.6% compared to the same time last year. Mr. Clare says the government must expand on the legacy of the previous Labor governments of Bob Hawke and Paul Keating to meet future economic demands.
The target now is by the middle of the century that 80% of people have a TAFE qualification or a university degree. And if we're going to get there, that means investing in TAFE and it means investing in university so that more people get these skills.
And to sport. In the NRL, the Women Indigenous All-Stars have defeated the Maori Ferns 20-14 to claim the winner's title for the third consecutive year. A length of field try from Jada Taylor helped the team secure the outcome. Coach Jess Skinner says beyond the match result, the All-Stars fixture has been a week-long celebration of Indigenous culture.
For me and for us, it's about reconciliation, right? We're trying to educate the wider society of two strong First Nations cultures. And I think that that is success as well. Sport and politics, they don't usually mould well together, but sport does show what we can do and it does show how strong we are. And I think that when we get it right on and off the field, we only elevate each other.
In the men's competition, the Maori All-Stars retain the trophy after the 80-minute game ended in a 16-all draw with the Indigenous side. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.